a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire.
It's impossible.
Posey will defend. Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life.
And welcome back from the weekend to the Razzball Basketball Podcast. It is Tuesday, November 18th. Yep, it is 18th. I had to double check because I always forget what day it is half the time. How was your weekend, Slim?
Good. I can't believe we're 3 weeks into the season already.
I know. It's just flown by. It feels like it's been a weekend of the year. It's been a fast season. Your team's all doing all right?
Yeah, I barely eked out 5-4 wins in both my RCLs. Can't believe we lost in the friends and family, though.
Yeah, we had another close one. They've all been 5-4 or 4-5 so far in the friends and family, right?
Yep. So we'll be fine.
I think we'll be fine,
Still feeling it out.
Yep. So for today, we're going to recap a busy weekend. We're going to talk about who's atop the RCL leagues, and then preview Tuesday night games, along with reading a couple of the Kobe guesses and your Kobe guess. But first, you want to hear something really funny. So when I was a kid, you know, I loved the sports cards. You know, I loved the teams. You know, I didn't really know much of what was going on, but I liked the NBA. I never understood what the old Hawks logo was. The, like, Pac-Man looking thing. I was like, I guess that's something like special for the Hawks. And now that they've rebranded it, I see it right away. But did you ever get confused of what that is? It looks like Pac-Man.
Yeah, they really do need to pay the rights on that. I see the Hawk, but yeah, it looks like a Pac-Man turning left.
Yeah, they made the Hawk look a little bit more distinct now. With you know, it's got a little ridge in it, and the eye looks more like an eye. But the old one, I was just like, what? Maybe it's like a claw. Maybe it's like an egg hatching with a little hawk hatchling coming out. I don't know. I had no clue what that was until this year, because you know I hadn't seen that logo since the 90s.
I kind of like it though. I like the red with the white lines.
Yeah, simplistic.
Pretty slick looking.
But I'm still gonna call him the Atlanta Pac-Man. all right, so let's start with the Suns and my intro from today's article. What do you think about how Hornacek is running the hot hand? Because this is getting a little concerning for a lot of players. We picked up Miles Plumlee in the Yahoo Friends and Family. He all of a sudden gets benched because Alex Lynn has a career high shooting 8-for-10. We've seen the troubles with the point guards to have consistency. One point guard seems to always have a bad game. Last night it was Isaiah Thomas shooting 1-for-8, only 5 points. Are you concerned about the Suns? And, you know, Markieff Morris had 4 bad games before the career high 30 points last night.
I don't know if they were necessarily all bad games. They were okay. But, yeah, you can't assume anybody's going to be in the top 50. Maybe Markieff will, but everybody else, it's tough to make that assumption. You know, in a roto league, it's not going to matter because it'll all be there in the end.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you get the guy who's you know the off night guy twice in a week in a head to head, you're hurting.
Yeah, and you know Markieff Morris was the lead to today's article, and my argument against him is, I mean, obviously he's not going to shoot 0-for-4 free throws like he did on November 9th. But if you look back at his last 6 games, only 3 free throw makes, given it's on 8 shots. He's a better free throw shooter than that. But I really don't like that he's not attacking the basket like he did last year. Last year, in 27 minutes a game, 3.2 for 4 free throws a game. You know, given a lot of that's in the second unit, and the Suns didn't have all these point guards for all their rotations, but you know, if he's not slashing to the basket, that hurts his rebounds, and it makes him more of a, you know, spot shooter. And if he's cold, Hornacek could bench him.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't really gone cold too often this year. He is shooting 49%. Those cold games, I mean, he, you know, the past 4, you know, had that one game he shot real bad. and two games he shot under 40%, but he still got 34 and 36 minutes in those two games. Got his steals, rebounds were fine, hit a three. I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm worried. It's more of, if he has a couple more big games, I would try to sell high. I mean, you know, to get a top four, like, could you sell him if Gordon Hayward has two bad games and Markieff has two great ones? Make that straight up move?
Yeah, that's not a fair comparison. Definitely, well, Gordon Hayward.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. I'm not saying trade Markieff Morris for JaVale McGee or something, but you know what I mean? You know, and you look at his minutes, you know, even after 39 last night, only at 31, 22 a game, we all thought he was going to be a 34 to 36 minutes guy as Hornacek just continues to play the hot hand.
Yeah. It's tough to predict, obviously. He's so good.
He is. I love him as a player. Like, if he was at 36 minutes a game with these stats right now prorated at 15, 6.4 to 1.5, 0.6, you know, he'd be over a three a game. I mean, he'd be awesome.
Second round player, at least.
I know, but Hornacek is starting to be really frustrating, and just the Suns in general. I mean, they might be a team to avoid in the Hornacek tenure, you know, for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Lynn is going to get the job anytime soon, so I think they're just going to play whoever goes hot there. We know the point guard situation and shooting guard situation is all messed up. Tucker didn't play, so Marcus got some good minutes, but he's been – yeah. Markieff is pretty much the only one I have any kind of trust in. I like Dragic. I think he'll still be fine, but, you know, he's not what he was last year.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely for sure. And, I mean, I like Dragic too, but it's just a little bit of a frustrating rotation. Speaking of frustrating, do you think you could beat Rajon Rondo in a free throw shooting contest?
Left-handed.
Left-handed, standing on one foot. Yeah, I don't think it'd be that hard. 2 for 10 free throws last night. On the year now, 0.8 for 2.5, shooting 30% at the free throw line, which is weird because his field goal percentage is fine at 45%.
Yeah, and those 3-point attempts have come back down since that one. Actually, hasn't attempted any since that game,
yeah. That
4-make game. So hopefully that'll keep his field goal percent up. But yeah, he's only 2.5 attempts per game, so it's not like you have to punt free throws. But it's annoying. I don't like it.
Yeah. Rondo's trying to yell that he wasn't fouled every time he gets hit going to the basket. He's like the opposite of every other NBA player.
No one.
Exactly. So to the Magic, and man, I think your nickname for Elfrid Payton is so appropriate right now. Elfrid on the Shelfrid, as he is literally on the Shelfrid. 6 minutes last night. And it was weird because I watched a little bit of this game and he came in the first quarter and it looked like he's going to be a big part of the second unit. And then Jacques Vaughn just rolled with Ridenour. Tough to see.
Yeah, this is, I don't think it has as much to do with Elfrid as it does to do with Fournier.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it too. Fournier has been ridiculous.
Yeah, just that they can play Oladipo at point guard.
Yeah. And Fournier with 8 assists last night. I don't know if that's a career high, but it very likely could be. 14-2-8 last night. You know, his years, he's at 17.3 points a game. Whew, didn't realize it was that high. Chipping in 2.4 boards, 2.6 assists, hitting 2.3s a game, shooting 48%.
That field goal percent is interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to stay in the starting lineup. I mean, it's their best lineup. They're not actively trying to tank games like the Sixers. They're 5-7.
And when Fournier got minutes last year in Denver, he was really good.
Yeah, he was.
He was a must-own player.
Yeah, and we both liked Fournier when they picked him up, but you know, they also picked up the ghost of Ben Gordon. They had Elfrid Payton to start next to Oladipo. We liked Fournier, you know, early in the year while Oladipo's out, but Fournier's really taken over the role, and Peyton is looking like he's going to be slowly groomed.
Yeah, and if it's those four, Oladipo, Fournier, Tobias, Fry, and Vucevic, there's a lot of really good fantasy players on that team.
Yeah.
Very underappreciated.
How good is Tobias Harris? I mean, come on. He's the leader of that team, and like, I know that's kind of a cliche thing to say, but he was, like, legit leading all the plays, setting everything up. 24-5-4-5-1 last night with no turnovers, hitting three trays, 10-17 shooting. I mean, he's...
Yeah, they are really going to regret not signing him in the offseason.
Dude, Milwaukee, talk about, you know, I didn't even mean to transition to Milwaukee yet, but I'm going to. Because they had Tobias Harris, and they gave him up for nothing. I mean, they gave him up for a bag of potato chips and a half-used condom or something. I don't know. That was just such a dumb trade. And I remember, you know, that was one of my big calls when I first took over Razzball. I saw a couple of those Milwaukee games and thought he looked really good and said he'd have some value traded to Orlando, and then he went off on that ridiculous run in 12-13. But, man, talk about a terrible team. But, hey, maybe Jason Kidd's figuring it out because he started Chris Middleton, I almost said Kate Middleton, in the second half on Sunday night. What do you think Chris Middleton's back into the – you know, needs to be owned in 14-teamers, maybe even 12ers.
We'll find out tonight.
Yeah, tonight's a, you know, we'll preview some more of the Bucks tonight, but I think if Middleton's out there, I mentioned in today's article, I wanted him in both my RCLs. He's 5% owned, yet picked up in both of them. I hate you, Slim. I hate you.
Yeah, I had to wait till bright and early Monday morning to make that move. I was nervous. I thought he would be gone.
Yeah. I mean, he's a good player, and he makes that starting lineup so much better. I mean,
so what do we think? Fournier versus Middleton with equal minutes.
With equal minutes? Yeah. You'd have to take Middleton, but I don't think they're going to be even close to equal minutes.
You don't think so?
Nah, I mean, Fournier, how many minutes is Fournier at right now? He's got to be at like 36 or something crazy.
He's 34-ish.
Yeah, here, I'm clicking on Fournier now. He is at... Yeah, 34-10. Yeah, good call. I didn't know if you were looking at it. well, I mean, he had 23 in one of the early games. You know, since then has been, you know, well over 30 almost every other game. I don't know. I mean, equal minutes, yeah, I'd take Middleton because he hits all the cats a little bit better. You know, Fournier will probably outscore him, but I think Fournier's minutes are pretty locked in right now.
Yeah, this is true.
Speaking of locked in, how much are you buying the Solomon Hill action?
He's been good. I wasn't buying it coming into the year. There was nothing to show that this was going to happen this way. And it could get really bad tonight with Stucky back. It could go the opposite direction very easily.
Yeah, and I mean, I thought those small forward minutes with him and CJ Miles and, you know, who knows what's really going to happen there. I don't know, but
Copeland needs to be off that lineup.
Yeah,
he doesn't help anybody.
Copeland, he hits some threes, but is terrible on defense and turns the ball over way too much for a shooter.
Makes terrible decisions on offense.
Yeah,
over and over again.
So Hill's last game, this would have been I think Saturday, 21-12, 1-1-0, 8 of 9 free throws. The high volume free throws for Hill is really surprising. And the minutes, you know, 34 minutes for him as well. I think tonight, you know, keep an eye on the Pacers rotation because, you know, I liked Stucky heading into the year. If he's actually healthy, I think he's a guy that probably needs to be owned in 12ers again, but it's going to take another week for him to get the minutes up.
You know, even in 33, almost 34 minutes for the year, Solomon Hill is only at 12.5 points, 6 boards, shooting 40%, 1-3, 1 steal, 2 turnovers. It's nothing like it's doing anything special. I would take Fournier over him, no question.
Oh, yeah, me too.
With equal minutes, if Middleton starts tonight, I would drop Solomon Hill for him before I see the end of the game.
Yeah, I would too. Even if Middleton plays 26 to 27 minutes off the bench, I'd probably drop him. Drop Hill for him.
I don't know. If he comes off the bench again and Dudley starts again, I can't believe that could actually happen. But if it happens, I would hold on to Solomon Hill.
Is Jared Dudley this year's Richard Jefferson for you?
Oh, yeah. He is affecting way too many people's value right now.
I know. It's annoying. So, yeah, hopefully, I don't know. I think Jason Kidd and Jared Dudley have something going on in the locker room that we can only speculate about. So, to your boy, Chris Bosh. Been kind of cold lately. Only 3 of his last 18 for... make that 4 of the last 24 from 3 in the last 7 games. Rebounds have been going downhill. Only 24 boards in the last 4 games, so that's 6 boards a game.
The field goal percent is atrocious.
Yeah, the field goal percentage is awful, down to 41.5%. I mean, LeBron effect.
We knew that was going to happen. Yeah. We knew that was going
to
happen.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think we saw a 10% dip.
Well, yeah, it's not going to stay at 41.
And I mean, he was at a block a game last year, and if you throw out his 5-block game against Milwaukee, which let's guess 4 of those blocks were on Jared Dudley, only 2 blocks on the year in the other 9 or other 10 games. So
yeah, he turned 30 years old. I don't like them old shot blockers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't specifically remember any comments, but I feel like I got a little hate for not being higher on Bosh and looked a little wrong through the first 5 or 6 games. But are you trying to dump Bosh? I saw a comment today that somebody was offered Paul Millsap for their Bosh.
Ooh, I'd take Millsap.
Yeah, I would too.
You know, we had Vucevic and Bosh right next to each other, and people were saying that they shouldn't have been that close. And right now, I would take Vucevic.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, that's a big change. I mean, if Bosh is only, you know, he's in Josh Smith territory from deep right now, 4 for 24 through 7 games. I mean, you expect some of those to fall, but man, it's tough to back Bosh right now.
He's shooting way too many threes.
Yeah.
They're not wide open like they were last year. He's trying to do it all.
Yeah,
I knew he'd try. But I mean, seven attempts from the line per game is great.
Yeah, the high volume free throw is definitely helping him out. But
yeah, if he's going to do that to your field goal percent, that's no good.
Yeah. Speaking of killing your field goal percent, Tony Roten still getting 30 minutes, but shot 4 of 14 and had a terrible game. 8-1-3-1-0 with 4 turnovers.
This is that that category that nobody pays attention to, usage.
Yep.
This is that usage number, I think, that's coming into play here.
Yep, usage going down with MCW getting 30 minutes off the bench.
Yeah, just doesn't have the ball in his hands like he did before.
Yep. Had 4 shots blocked, Roten did. MCW, I mean, he's killing your percentages. 1 for 3 free throws, had 3 turnovers, but 16-5-4-2-0. And, I mean, this is still only his third game back after barely playing at all through the offseason because of his shoulder issues. For a guy to come in this rusty and still be putting up usable numbers, I think it's encouraging for MCW, at the least.
Yeah, we're looking pretty good there. I think he'll finish. I mean, you know, the rink won't say top 50, but we're going to say top 50.
Yeah, would you rather MCW or Dragic at this point? I mean, complete polar opposite. MCW, big counting stats, bad percentages. Dragic, lower counting stats, good percentages.
Yeah, draft day, everyone would have said you were crazy for thinking those two were close.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to say it's more team need than anything.
I would, too. I mean, they're, like I said, completely different players.
Yeah, those turnovers could get really nasty for MCW.
Yeah, especially if Roten moves to the bench and goes back down to 20 minutes and MCW back up to 34, 35. Speaking of needing minutes, what the hell, Nerlens Noel? Why is Henry Sims still getting starts? Ugh.
This is that kid gloves we were worried about.
Ugh.
Missed a couple of games with an injury, and now they're just as slow as they possibly can. I mean, he's been terrible in those minutes. He barely even deserves those minutes.
Yeah, I know, but I swear they made up this ankle injury just to give him, you know, a catalyst to move him to the bench. I think it was all a ruse. So looking at the Sixers game against the Spurs last night, Did you notice the only guy that had a plus four and plus, or the only guy with a plus anything and plus minus for the Sixers?
Was it KJ?
No, it was your boy Robert Covington.
Oh, who I missed out on the REO.
Yeah, that was brutal. 6-3-2-2-0. Pretty good line in 17 minutes. At the eye level, though, I didn't see too much. But, I mean, it was his first game against the Spurs, so there's that. Yeah.
I mean, I think he's better than a D-League player.
Yeah.
And on the Sixers, that means lots of minutes because half their team is D-League players.
I mean, you look at Brandon Davies, only got 18 minutes as a starter. You know, Sims has been in and out of Brett Brown's doghouse. So, I mean, there's minutes upside there. I mean, he's only for more like 16 teamers probably, if that, if you want a flyer. But, man.
Yeah, I don't see him taking over the starting job and getting 30-plus minutes anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't either. Speaking of needing the minutes and hopefully getting them soon, might be Gorgui Dieng. Pekovic sat out in yet another Wolves blowout. Shocker there. But then missed practice yesterday with quote-unquote personal reasons. I guess being really injury-prone could be a personal reason. I don't know. But, you know, a lot of speculation that he's hurt. Gorgui Dieng, if he's out there in your league, you got to get him, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we knew this was going to come by eventually. Pekovic has never played a full year in his career, so, yeah. I don't think Dieng should have ever been dropped.
Yeah, me either. I saw Pekovic was dropped in one of my RCLs, and I am hesitantly thinking about picking him up. But I'm not even feeling great about it.
No, it's really tough with those Wolves. I mean, it gets out of hand. They put their youngsters in.
Yeah, and I mean, there's already talks that Corey Brewer's going to get traded. They're starting Zach LaVine, who, you know, is 19 years old. They might be in full tank mode at this point.
Yeah, at some point, they need to let Wiggins just take 20 shots a game.
Yep, I agree. I mean, that's why I've said, you know, a lot of people have talked about dropping Wiggins or he's available. You gotta have him. I mean, his second half could be crazy. So,
yeah, and the Wiggins are still there right now. I mean, I know he's not giving you, you look at some hot player on the waiver wire and it's like, you know, that guy's going to be doing that all year, then he's going to be better. But there's no guarantee of that.
Yeah.
And Wiggins will play. He will not get benched ever.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, he should be at 34, 36 minutes a night in the second half, and I don't think that should be debated. Although it could be because we've seen these coaches run their young teams with crazy rotations. So.
What about Parker though? That's, have we gotten to the Bucks yet?
Yeah, we talked some with Middleton, but let's go back to Parker. What about him?
He just hasn't been very good.
He has not. That has been a bad call of mine. I will cop to that. But what's my worst call so far this year? Dragic High or Parker?
The JV call of the year is definitely Parker so far.
All right. Yeah, not so good. I thought his minutes would be closer to 34, 36, but, I mean, he had, you know, played 33 minutes beating your Heat on Sunday, but before that, wasn't...
Even his per 36s aren't pretty.
No, I know, but I was just saying, before that, he wasn't over 30 minutes for six straight games. I mean, I'm still holding on to him because, I mean, the steals are nice. I'd expect a couple more assists, but he's not really an assist guy. He's definitely going to be a better free throw shooter. I'm holding on to him. I, you know, not loving what I'm getting so far, but, man. All
right, so, Wiggins or Parker, now that we're 3 weeks in, what do you think?
Yeah, I'd take Wiggins.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, more of a defined role. And should be expanding throughout the year. Yeah. I agree with that.
I think the Wolves are even worse than we imagined. Plus, it doesn't help that Rubio is going to miss another, 6 weeks from this point on?
Yeah.
You know, when you lose the face of your franchise and your offensive catalyst for that long a time, I mean, the Wolves could have six wins by the time he's back for January, you know?
You think the Bucks are going to outwin the Timberwolves?
Yeah.
Like, you know, real basketball for a second?
Yeah. Bucks are 5-5. Break up the 500 bucks.
Oh, they play in the East. That's not fair.
I mean, that's obviously a big part of it. I mean, I think they're going to win tonight against New York, but we'll preview some more action.
It's an evenly matched game.
Yeah, that's for sure. So I'm going to ask you a Twitter question. You can always tweet me at JB Gilpin, JBGILPIN. We'll read your tweet on the show. I know I've been, you know, I mentioned this at the beginning of the show in the summer, but I haven't really pushed it. So if you want your tweet read on the show, we'd love talking about it. Hit me up at JB Gilpin. I got this one from RTAN87. Who would you rather own rest of season? And I know your answer, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Paul Pierce, Solomon Hill, Evan Fournier, or Trey Burke?
Yeah, that's not bad. Who was the first one? Because I'm pretty sure we're throwing him out.
Paul Pierce.
Yeah, we're throwing him out.
Yeah, me too. And then Solomon Hill.
Fournier and Burke, huh?
I think it's between Fournier and Burke.
Yeah, see, I'm not thrilled with Burke. I mean, I would take Fournier. That's...
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to take Burke because you love your Jazz.
No, he's one of my least favorite players on that team. It definitely goes Alec Burks, then Hayward, then Favors, then everyone else.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely closer than when I answered. I answered that before Fournier had 8 assists over the weekend. So, but, I mean, for Burke, that's now, let's see, quick mental math here, 27 plus 5, 32 assists to his last five turnovers in the last four games. 32 yes. to 5 assist to turnover ratio. Five steals.
Still struggling to score, though.
Yeah, I mean, he can't shoot a basketball, but... I mean, if you're going to be efficient.
I mean, as long as he can't shoot, his minutes aren't secure.
Probably not, Exum but...
could take him. But I think there's a better chance Exum takes Burke's minutes than Alfred takes Fournier's, which is crazy, but I think so.
I mean, it's about even. I don't feel great about either one. And, I mean, if Burke's going to be shooting this bad, you got to think that they're going to start really putting the defensive pressure on him, but... He shot bad all year and only have 5 turnovers and all those assists in 4 straight games. That's he's a pretty hot player right now. He's led a lot of he was on a lot of RCL teams that did well over this past week. So
yeah, I could see that. He's a great fourth point guard. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I mean this could be one of the hottest stretches of the season for him. So there's that. Anything else from over the weekend? I mean, there's millions of things we could cover, but any big headlines you want to hit on?
So there's this guy we talked about in Summer League. He's amazing.
Oh, I know it. It's Ennis.
He's so good. He had this double pump dunk on a fast break that was so nasty. But yeah, he got 36 minutes with Deng and Wade out, and he deserves every bit of them.
Yeah.
He's the best looking player out there, I think.
Interesting. Yeah, Deng out with a wrist. Weighed out with being old syndrome. So Ennis, you know, 10-8-2 with a steal, no turnovers, shot 4-for-7, so pretty efficient.
It didn't hit his threes, but he'll hit threes.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to shoot 4-for-7 for a game, that's still pretty good. Yeah, I mean, I wish there was more of a role for him. Yeah. If Deng and Wade miss long stretches of time, which is very possible. Yeah, I can see picking him up in 12ers.
I mean, he's the kind of guy you could pick up right now for the next game, which I don't think is till Thursday. But you could pick him up – actually, if it's Thursday, that's kind of nice. But you could pick him up for that Thursday game and just kind of see what happens. You know, just hold him until those guys get back. Because he could put up some really big lines as long as those guys are out.
Yeah, next game Thursday against the Clippers. And then it has Saturday and Sunday games. So maybe if you're in, like, RCLs with the daily tomorrow format, you could maybe wait until Wednesday, drop someone for Ennis, and get 3 games out of your weekend in the limited moves. So, yeah, that's going there.
Yeah, I might wind up doing that, actually.
Not in JB. Actually, you will beat me to it because you're up at a normal person hour while I am not. So...
I know, you just sleep in all day.
Well, maybe I'll just stay up. Away. I'll just stay up right after waivers clear and get up at 4 a.m. to beat you to
it's
it.
Like what, 5 a.m. Eastern, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. What did you think about Napier having 6 turnovers in that game? Do you look bad?
Yeah, I mean, what's his name? Cole is definitely taking over the role again. I like Napier. I think he's going to be pretty good. He's shooting well recently too. I don't know. He's got a role. He's not going to overtake Cole, it looks like, which is unfortunate. But he's a good player.
Yeah, you know, the little bit of Heat action I've watched, he's looked pretty good out there. I agree with you there. Anything else that you want to hit?
He's a 4-year senior, so
that's true.
He's 23 years old. He should look just fine.
It looks better than LaVine, who was not a 4-year senior.
No, and he looks like a 19-year-old out there sometimes.
He does. Anything else you want to hit on?
Waiters had a big game. Do we care?
No. Waiters is awful.
He had 8 assists and 4 steals the game before.
Yeah, but...
after going for 20 last night.
How did Cleveland lose to Denver at home? Oh.
No, it's the Cavs.
Oh, that does make me want to bring up Fareed and all this off-the-court stuff and the low minutes. How worried are you with your boyfriend, the Manimal?
I don't know what is going on.
Yeah, me either.
Last night, what's his name? Darrell Arthur got hot, so I can understand. Darrell Arthur's shooting threes and shooting threes well. He's going a little under the radar right now.
Darrell Arthur is a punk. Did you see him throw down Waiters the last time they played Cleveland earlier this year?
No, I didn't. No.
Waiters elevates for a layup, and Arthur just straight up shoves him in the midsection. And Waiters hits the ground hard, and Arthur got suspended the game.
That's what that suspension was for. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, Darrell Arthur's got a good shot. He may be a guy that I don't like at all, but there is that. But for Kenneth Fareed to only get 22 minutes and to be down to... He's in fewer minutes this year than he was last year, which is crazy. He was only at 27-13 last year, and that was a big reason his, you know, end-of-season numbers didn't look good. His second half was so good, but got, you know, yo-yoed around, and looks like it's the same this year.
I wanted to check one little thing. The per 36s. Oh, they're just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Right there with last year. The rebounds are shy by one. Everything else, right on par.
Yeah. I mean,
it's just minutes. That's all it is.
And it's a shame because it's all this stuff. If this stuff is coming out that's behind closed doors about Shaw not liking him and the front office guys not liking him and that they, like, caved to give him a long-term offer. I mean...
Caved to who?
I don't know. That's what doesn't make sense. Yeah, they caved to make him an offer because he looked so good at USA ball. And it's just... The off-the-court stuff is just horrible. I feel bad for any Nuggets fans out there. But, I mean, all right, so back to fantasy. Are you going to try to trade Fareed for anyone? Are you going to wait for a hot game to try to trade him? Are you holding and hoping to ride it out and hope Shaw gets fired? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm holding for now. I'm not much of a sell low person in general. And, you know, with the per 36 is being just fine. Yeah, I'm holding. I'm waiting.
Yeah, I think
I would. You know, if Shaw gets fired, it could be on.
Yeah, so if you're a Fareed owner, I'm sure there's hundreds out there of the Fire Shaw petitions. Go and sign a bunch of those, and maybe you'll get a ton of value out of Fareed. All right, so let's hop over to some RCL action where Pops' team, what are you doing to us, Pops? 22-4-1 with his team with 45 points. Next highest only has 42. So Pops' his team in the take on Jay Wrongly. Good job leading the leaderboard yet again.
This is the old team, right?
Yeah, but he picked up Fournier, and Fournier's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Well, he just lost Wade, though, right?
Yeah, a lot of minor injuries on his team, I think.
No, that's just called being old.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yep.
I knocked out the previous guy. The guy who was first last week.
Oh, really? Heinrich Maneuver?
Yeah, got him 5-4.
Nice. So, how are your RCL teams doing?
Oh, I'm middle of the pack. Yeah, I'm doing fine.
Talked about it a little bit at the beginning. I'm telling you, my 13-13-1 team in our league against you, the JB versus Slim team, yes, I have Jabari Parker on that team, but and Noel, wow. But I think this is one of my better teams, and I have Durant waiting in the wings. I think this is going to be a good one.
Yeah, what you got? A couple Lakers?
Oh, those are my bottoming guys. Ed Davis. Oh, no, Jordan Hill's been good.
Manu.
Nah, that was – he's a streamer for this week.
Ty Lawson. Yeah, Ty Lawson looks just fine.
Yeah, I think my Rondo –
numbers are a little down for Lawson, but all those, you know, peripherals are still there.
Yeah.
You know, the attempts and everything.
I was able – I think with Rondo doing what he's doing, even though I'm going to lose free throws this week, but Rondo Ellis Lawson I think gives me plenty of assists so where I can mix my match my big men. And then plus when Durant gets back, that'll help boost it. So I really like this team. I mean, I think Al Jefferson's going to pick it back up. Jordan Hill's been great. I think Noel is going to get better. I think it's going to be
– yeah. I got a good team in that league too, but I'm – I have Peyton on that team. I don't know what to do with him.
Yeah, you haven't dropped him yet?
You're not going to believe this trade offer I just got.
What is it?
Oh, my God. Should I even say it?
Just don't say who the team is. He'll know who he is.
Okay. He wants my Reggie Jackson.
Okay.
He offered me Chris Copeland.
Oh, straight up, he didn't even like throw in a frozen pizza.
One for one. That's Why? Rough. I don't know if I can do that.
I mean, that's just kind of rude. I try not to take offense to any offers because, you know, maybe he just wants to start a trade discussion, but
yeah, I'll see who he's got on his team.
Yeah.
But so. Reggie Jackson's going to cost a whole lot more than that.
Yeah. Oh, I see you picked up Mody Unis. I wonder if
I streamed him.
Yeah, and then yeah, I think Peyton's droppable. I had him in my other RCL, and I dropped him. So, but yeah, this team's looking really good. Your Ibaka favors mirrors our Yahoo Friends and Family League. You got good point guards.
So. Yeah, I had extra point guards in this league.
Yeah,
and I was able. This is the league I sold Rose for Dragic. Loving that.
Great trade, especially with Rose out again last night.
Of course he is.
All right, so let's preview some games for tonight. Let me pull up our I don't even need to pull it up. I know what the score is. JB still 2 to Slim nothing in the 30-point challenge. What do you have to say for yourself? Still 0-0, or well, not 0-0, 0-0 however long we've done this.
It's like 9.
Yeah. 4 games tonight. Who you got?
Oh. I can't say Kobe.
Unfortunately.
But there's a fair chance that he does. You know what? I think Millsap.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, both Gay and Cousins off the table. Both are in the top 10 scoring now. Rest your top 10, Kobe, LeBron, Davis, Curry. Melo's back in there. Remember when Melo was out of it before he put up 40 over the weekend? Harden's still in there after a rough game last night. Klay Thompson and Blake Griffin. So let's see. Who am I going to pick for tonight? I wish Melo was still not in there. You know who had a really good game against the Knicks last year? It's Brandon Knight.
Hmm. I can see that one.
I just have a feeling. I'll go Brandon Knight.
I mean, what? J.R. Smith's going to cover him? Maybe. Who's that? I don't even... Larkin? Hey, Larkin ain't bad. Larkin can cover somebody.
Eh, I don't know. Larkin's a little undersized, and Knight's a pretty big dude.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah, I like the Millsap one, too. I think I like your Millsap call a little bit over mine, but I'll stick with Knight. I'll stick with my boyfriend.
Yeah, I think Millsap is starting to come around with that scoring a little bit, too.
Yeah, I mean, he has a 30-point game this year already, so easily could see that. So, yeah, that's the first game tonight, Lakers at Atlanta. Did you make a Kobe guess for today?
Nope.
What you got? What's your Kobe line for tonight?
Oh, man, I wish I would have guessed that one for whatever he had the other day.
You look like a genius.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a blowout.
Yeah, breaking news there.
What's his name is coming back, huh? Swaggy P.
Oh, yeah. Should take some shots. Yeah,
I'm going low. I'm going 17 on 15 shots.
All right, what's your...
A very un-Kobe-like game.
What's your boards and assists, so I can add you to the Kobe guesses?
Let's see. Yeah, I'd say 4 boards and Yeah, it's not going to do a whole lot. Let's say 3 assists.
Wow, that is again. I think that's the low guess of the night. So yeah, if you're listening and haven't read the morning updates, we do guess the Kobe line before every Lakers game. Just kind of evolved from some sort of weird string of comments as to everything we do at Razzball. So yeah, I think that's a good guess. And then Knicks at Milwaukee. I mean, who do you think wins this game? I think Milwaukee wins and goes above 500.
I hope that they play, you know, our five we want them to play, and they win, and they think that, you know, they can continue to win that way. So I'll be rooting for Milwaukee. There's no question about that.
I hope they put Giannis on Melo. That'll be a fun matchup to watch.
So he's been playing some power forward, right?
Yeah, a little bit. He's been bouncing
Parker
around
at the three.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it would make sense to get a lanky dude that's kind of funky on Melo. It would make sense.
Yeah, that's somebody that shouldn't be available, by the way.
Giannis? Oh, yeah. I mean, he's starting now. He was a hold for me all through the rough stretch. So.
But I bet his percentage dropped pretty good. 73? Yeah, not too bad. But, yeah, he's – I would go and get him while the getting is good.
Yes, sir. All right, OKC at your Utah Jazz. I mean, OKC's been terrible. Who do you think wins that game?
No, OKC will beat them.
Yeah. Could be close.
Yeah. God, Morrow and Lamb. I can't imagine those two on the court at the same time.
It's like Labradoodle City.
There was some news about Steven Adams. He left last game.
Oh, did he really?
I guess he's okay.
Had 6 blocks on Sunday, which cost me a win in blocks in 1 RCL league.
And you know he had 5 the game before?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe something's happening there.
I think Ibaka bequeathed some of his skill. If there's not a dirtier word than bequeathed. And then finally, the good game of the night, at least in my opinion, you got the Pelicans at the Kings. That should be a real fun one.
Yeah, Cousins against Brow. I think Ashik is questionable maybe for this one.
Yeah, he sat out last night with a bad back. I mean, there's nothing really you can do about it because Jensa is terrible.
Cousins is going to destroy him. But when they go small and Cousins on Brow, that's going to be fun.
Yeah. I think,
down court kind of stuff.
Yeah, and we were talking a little bit right before we hopped on the show about how good Drew Holiday's turnover rate's been. And I'm pretty sure Collison's been about as good. It's be some really efficient point guard play in this one.
Yeah, Drew at 1.4 turnovers on 6.3 assists. That is phenomenal. I mean, that was the knock on him a couple of years ago.
Yeah, had so many turnovers with the Sixers. That second half he had his last year in Philly was so bad that I did not buy him at all moving to the Pelicans. And then after seeing what he did last year in limited time, that's why I was one of the big ones on Holiday.
Yeah, I really liked what he looked like last year in the beginning. I was trying to buy him a couple of different places before he went down.
So what is Holiday's assist to turnover again?
6.3 to 1.4.
All right, guess what Collison's is?
I don't think Collison's at 6 assists.
Don't look
at
it.
So I'm going to go just shy of 6 at like 5.8 to probably like just shy of 2, so like a 1.8.
Oh, you're right on. He's exactly at 6 and exactly at 2.
Okay.
But that's really, like, how many steals
really
is
good.
How many steals is Drew at? I don't know if you saw it.
1.6. Phenomenal numbers.
Drew is at 1.9.
Really?
Or not Drew. Did I say Drew? Collison's at 1.9.
Yeah, but we knew he would get some steals. That's not a surprise.
Yeah. And how many points is Drew at?
He was just shy of 15 last I saw, I think.
Collison at 15.8.
Yeah, Drew's at 16.
Yeah. So, I mean, these guys are really close, and I bet Drew is valued a lot higher than Collison is.
Oh, Drew is at 12.
Drew's at 12 what?
Overall ranking.
Oh, I was like, I thought you just said he was at 16 points a game.
He hasn't missed a free throw. He's got a half a block from a point guard. So, yeah.
Yeah, where's Collison at? I don't know if he's even on the first page because he doesn't hit threes. He's at 0.6 threes to Drew's 1.1.
Yeah, I mean, he's still top 50. He's at 41, mostly getting being carried by those two steals per game. Yeah. But Collison is getting almost 6 free throws attempted. I mean, that was a great. Yeah. He's going to have a good year.
Remember when I had him 60 and he was pre-ranked 100 everywhere else?
Yeah, well, remember when we were having the argument between Collison or who was the point guard that was supposed to play for the Knicks?
Calderon.
That's right.
Yeah.
Remember preseason we were having that discussion? Who would you take now?
But I mean, I had him right next to each other. I think maybe I had Calderon one above, but I mean, there's no way to know that his leg was going to crap out. He was probable for opening day and then re-entered it.
Yeah.
So, like, stretching for the first game. That's not the biggest insult. You're fine until you stretch for the first game, and then you're out. like I said, comparing Collison and Drew with a lot of their stats as close as they are, I think Collison's a guy that's maybe a little underrated that you can go out and get. Any other thoughts before we hop out here and enjoy some Tuesday night NBA action?
Nah, I mean, I just look at the games. I think I'm going to wind up watching that Lakers game.
Yeah.
I really want that. I want to see what happens with Ed Davis. He needs that starting job.
Yeah, a lot
of needs to get benched.
A lot of rumors about how there's going to be a switch to the starting lineup. There was something that RotoWorld put up that comparing Ed Davis's plus minus to Boozer's plus minus, which was hilarious. I'm pulling it up now. But yeah,
I remember seeing it was like 5 to like 150.
Yeah, minus 5 to minus 118 for Boozer. I mean, a change could easily come there. And I like Ed Davis a lot as well. I'm probably going to watch some of the Bucks game and then catch a lot of the late games since I'm up late. But
Yeah, I'll probably catch the first half of the Utah game, and that'll probably do it for me.
Yeah, how unfair is Anthony Davis? Did you see his line? I mean, it's just like, it's typical for him to be preposterous. So
I noticed he attempted 2 more threes, didn't make them, but...
if he makes half a
three... God, if those start going in... Oh, that's so scary.
It's like video game numbers. 31, 11, 3, 3, 3, with no turnovers. 2 straight rainbow lines with no turnovers.
He's running away with the lead in blocks. I mean, he's top 10 in like just about every category.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's scary. I mean, he's only what? 22,
23?
He's so good.
He's 21. Is that right?
21. Ugh.
It's unfair.
Yeah, no, he's going to give Durant a run for his money for best player this year when Durant gets back.
Yeah, and per game value. Yeah, for
sure.
Yeah, I mentioned the article today, and I don't know if you remembered seeing this in comments, but someone said that they put the odds for MVPs in an article up in sports betting, Davis was 25-1, and I picked Davis to win MVP. So I was like, oh, I need to do that, and I just never did. And now... I am regretting.
Yeah, that's looking real good.
Yeah.
I mean, for MVP, too. I mean, Durant missing all those weeks is going to kill him winning the MVP. I mean, he's running away with it right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think LeBron, just because name value and the Cavs are probably going to be good, and he's had some really good games. But
people
if
hate giving it to him.
If they're going to lose to the Nuggets at home... I couldn't believe that. All right, now we need to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow, and you have yourself an awesome Tuesday night.
I will do just that.
All right, take it easy, man.
Peace.